The federal government has withdrawn funding for the national peak body representing the alcohol and drug treatment sector, forcing the immediate closure of the 50-year-old organisation. The Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia was told late yesterday that its core funding would be halted as part of the government's budget deficit reduction strategy. Last night, the board placed the council into voluntary administration. Some council members are today describing their shock, as Tanya Nolan reports.
The Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia has been around for nearly half a century as the national peak body for those who work in the harm minimisation and treatment sector. CEO David Templeman says it's a body with a proud tradition of providing frank and fierce, evidence-based policy advice to government.
Sometimes we do have to be very forceful. 75% for instance, of our community know that we have a fundamental problem in Australia with alcohol-related harm. All governments need to listen to that.
Yesterday's news that the bulk of its funding, which comes from the federal government, would be withdrawn immediately, forced the council's board to take drastic action. An administrator was appointed and the council was placed in voluntary administration. Former Liberal MP and chairman of the Alcohol and Other Drugs Council of Australia board, Dr. Mal Washer, says the board was surprised the federal government acted so quickly.
We were hoping we get funding until the government finishes reviews through the whole sector. I can understand when new government comes in and funding's tight, they need to review what agencies they fund are doing. But you would have hoped that we would have got funding until that review was completed.
David Templeman says the council would have liked more clarity from the Assistant Health Minister, Fiona Nash, about the decision.
It's quite unfortunate that Minister Nash hasn't been directly engaged with board members herself.
So the board hasn't had a direct meeting with Senator Nash about this?
Certainly not.
Do you think that any of ADCA's positions on harm minimisation, diversionary programs, any of the suggestions around alcohol floor pricing, etc., and decriminalisation of some drugs may have put the government offside?
That's for them to comment, but certainly ADCA has been in existence for nearly 50 years, providing that contestable, frank and fearless advice as part of the debate.
The previous government had promised the council increased funding until 2015. By cutting the current funding, the federal government will save itself around $1.5 million each year. But David Templeman says the benefits his organisation provide to the community go well beyond that.
And I was talking this morning to a specialist obstetrician colleague of mine who said, you know, heavens, $1.5 million cost ADCA each year, and yet, in his estimation, to manage and care through a fetal alcohol spectrum baby would cost probably between $10 to $15 million in their lifetime.
The news has also shocked the council's 350-odd members. The Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council is one of them. And Director Scott Wilson says it will leave his organisation without a voice in Canberra.
Because there is no other peak body, by the way, for Indigenous drug and alcohol groups in Australia. So to be a member of ADCA and to sort of lose that means that, again, we're out in the wilderness floundering.
Scott Wilson says the news has also left many in the sector nervous about which other organisations might be next on the chopping block.
Well, when I heard about ADCA yesterday, I have to be honest, I was worried about the organisation I work for.
CEO of treatment centre Odyssey House, James Pitts, says the alcohol and drug sector needs some clarity from the government.
Certainly for me, the first thing that I started thinking about is if the statement from the deputy health minister was the fact that this was a mechanism to try to lower the budget deficit. And so our concern now is that, okay, if they did that, is this a signal to all of us that there may be some cuts in the future? Or is the government saying that as far as peak bodies are concerned, that they don't see the need for them?
And that report from Tanya Nolan.